It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Back.
You are listening to Davin's Den. We'll do our last segment of the evening. We'll do some scamming scammers old school with cussing and stuff.
Whee!
Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
Going back to the time of 2022, July 28th, when we last left, Kim was giving Fake Davin the hard press for some money. They were still friends, just friends, but she was giving the hard press. She just needs a little bit of money. That's what I find about the internet. Everybody needs a little bit of money.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I was going to talk to you. I didn't want to bring it up before, but I'm a little low on cash, and I was going to see if you could spare me a couple of bucks.
I can spare you a couple gift cards.
Steam card?
Applebee's? Would you like an Applebee's gift card?
Sure.
All right. That's what we'll give you. Joe, give her the gift card.
Got a gift card.
All right. So July 28, 2022, she goes, "Hey, sweetie, how you doing?" I go, "Hi, Kim." She goes, "How was your day?" I go, "Busy. How was yours?" She goes, "I see. I see. Had a rough day today. You don't even act as if you care for a friend."
What?
I don't care for a friend.
Yeah, but she just said she had a rough day. She didn't tell you before.
I don't know. I said stop.
Yeah.
She goes, "It's really touched me because I believe you so much, sweetie, but it's fine. I understand you, but you never try to have a thought of that in your memory because I'm for real with you on here." Joe, do you think she's
for real? Of course you are, though, especially the way you just she just phrased it.
Joe, what? Who hurt you? That you have such a level.
And me are real.
Who hurt you that you don't trust these beautiful women on Instagram that their only flaw, well, they have two, spelling and down on their luck. And you jump to the conclusion that this is not the right relationship for me.
Am I being judgmental?
I would say you are.
Yeah, shame.
You're being very judgy.
We run in two speeds, judgmental and mental.
Very funny. Judgmental, mental. She goes, "Fine, but it's fine. I understand you, but you never try to have a thought of that in your memory because I'm for real with you on here. I will never try to do anything to make you remember your past or hurt you. You're going to hurt me. You're going to hurt me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to give you money, and then when the money stops, you're going to be gone."
Right.
The version I have is, "I'm never going to give you money, and you'll still be gone." She goes, "We are friends, and I think we should be there for each other. Just ask you to assist me out so I can be able to go to work today and also try to get some stuff at the store. I'm down for now. That's why I asked you that, sweetie. And I really take you as a friend that I care about."
Uh-huh.
But I did not tell her I care about her.
No, you didn't. And it's like she's really assuming a lot. That's not in evidence.
I go, "I understand. I just need to go very slowly with all of this. Mm-hmm. I need to drag this out as long as possible to see how much of your time."
Yeah, right. I got a show to do. I got content to fill. We're just moving too fast because this segment's supposed to go 20.
There's not enough for Joe to get clips out of. Damn it, woman, be better.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh, by the way, you got the clips, right?
I did. Thank you. She goes, "I know, sweetie. Just try and free your mind. Free your mind and your wallet, too.
And your money will follow.
Just free your mind with me. You might have gone through a lot in the past, but I'm here to go with you and stay with you and grow with you. My bank accounts."
Yeah, my investments will grow with you.
She continues, "Whatever I tells you is the truth, and I'm not hiding anything from you." Don't look there. I'm talking. "Trust me, sweetie. My groceries just finished in the house." I wonder what the groceries were doing.
They just finished in the
they
house.
They finished.
Oh.
That broccoli was all over that cauliflower. It's it's a mixed vegetable marriage.
Did they finish together?
They did. Very happy vegetables. I go, "Trust takes time. It is up to you if you wish to invest the time with me. I'm giving her the bailout. I'm telling her she's not getting the money today. You can go and find another mark." She goes, I know it takes time, and I want you to know that I know am that patient type of lady, but I need you to please try your best for your friend. I need to get some stuff. Then get a job, stupid.
Didn't she just say something about the Oh, wait. She was trying to say the groceries are gone.
Yeah, originally she needed money to get to work. Now she needs money for food.
She's all over the place.
Sweetie, is that cellulite on your rear end? Because I think the starvation diet might be in order.
Oh, my God.
But the thing, one key thing that she said is, I know it takes time. I wonder how much time it takes in her book. You know, what's her idea of how much time it's going to take?
Too much time.
I believe she spoke to George Harrison and said a whole lot of precious time.
Yeah.
And it's going to take money. A whole lot of spending money.
I didn't believe he was around to give her consolation or advice.
I go, I hear you. She goes, I really do be grateful if you can assist me on this, sweetie. I go, gotcha. I wonder if she realized I'm losing him here.
Yeah, it's like he's just giving me like two-word answers now. Uh-oh.
She goes, do you want to help me or not, sweetie? Just let know, please. I have opened my heart to you, and I'm not trying to play any games with you. But for you to understand my situation, I am right now. I go, just have a very bad feeling. She goes, what you mean you just have a bad feeling? Go, been down this road before.
Yes, because fake Davin has been scammed before. And he's now feeling like, okay, I'm not sure about you.
Joe, I think she's triggering me.
A little bit.
She goes, I'm sorry you are passing through that. I go, yep, thanks. She goes, you're welcome. Please, my love.
Oh.
She's turning up the pressure here.
Yeah.
Please, my. What?
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
I thought he said something.
Yeah, so did I. I go, please, my love, why don't you use your church mind? My church mind. That's the one with my hand in my pockets.
That's not where your hands are. What's your church mind?
It involves little children.
What? No, wait.
Please,
stop.
Please take this small boy as a token of my affection for you. Do with him as you will. Use your church mind.
What's your church mind?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Please, my love, why don't you use your church mind and assist me? Because this person talking to you right now is kind of down right now. I go, church mind? What is that?
Thank you.
She goes, means just use your heart to do it for a friendship's sake. She goes, you can't, Davin? You don't want to talk, right? I go, you're a lot, to be honest.
You're a lot. Oh, my God.
I mean, I want her to be better.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Can't you, like, come up with some scenario? Woo me a little.
Woo me. Make
woo me.
It's going to take more than sweetie.
Yeah.
She goes, if I'm, then free your mind towards me and show me that honesty in you towards me. This is my problem. Like, I'm the bad guy here.
Yeah, right. It's like, wait, like you said, you're going to have to do better than sweetie. Yeah. I mean, waitresses call you that.
Yes.
Do better.
And I tip them well for it. I go, honestly, if we get very close, then I will help you. Little carrot.
I go,
honestly, 1 week of knowing you and we are here freaks me out. I need to. I'm giving her point. I'm helping her, like we were talking about outside before the show. Mm-hmm. I am helping her be better at her job.
Yes. And fake Davin has PTSD, post-traumatic scammer disorder.
All right, disorder. Very good. She goes, it's not ask if I'm freaking you out. I'm down, and I don't think I can be hiding anything from you because I feel free and know you, someone like you, and I feel close towards you. That's my point. I have taken you as my flesh in my body, Davin. I would have remembered that.
Whoa.
Joe, has anybody taken you as their flesh in their body lately?
What is she? Well, it sounds like a Catholic church ritual.
Well, she wants me to use my church mind, so that would make sense.
Yeah, I think so.
I go, I thought you wanted to go slow, too. She goes, we are taking it slowly, okay? It's been a week, stupid.
She's only talking about wafers at this point. Yeah.
She goes, you helping me with some bucks, like 100. Is that too much for you to spare me? Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, stranger.
I go, like I said, I have a painful past. She goes, forget about your painful past and move on with your present, one that is with you right now. That is the thing we've seen with both Elon and Kimberly. They do not care what type of trauma I have suffered. They are willing to just push me over the edge.
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter if it was a long time ago. It doesn't matter if it's right now. It's like, oh, you know what? Forget about that. You're better than that. You can move on with me. I'll be your future.
These are really horrible human beings.
They really don't care.
No kidding. No kidding.
Thank you for shaking me out of that haze.
Yes.
She goes, forget about your painful past. Move on with your present one that is with you right now. What do you guys think I said to her?
I think that you're probably going to lash out at her for being so dismissive of your feelings.
What do you think, Joe? Am I going to lash out?
You might, because she said that she's going to give you time, so it might be a little wiggle room to play around.
I go, wow. Good night, Kim.
Ooh.
Hardball.
Yeah.
She goes, is that all you have to say now, Davin? Well, you can have a lovely night. So we go to the next day. She goes, hey, how are you doing? I go, hanging in, Kim. How are you? She goes, how else do you think it will feel, Davin? I go, so we're going to fight.
Put up your dukes.
She goes, man, you can't fight. You just need to try and understand what I'm telling you here. Somehow I think I understand better than she knows.
Yeah, and she's acting like you're, like, stupid.
Yeah, well, that's what she's hoping for.
Yeah, well, she's saying that you have some kind of emotional stupidity when she's just, like, completely, like, trod all over your past trauma.
Well, in her defense, she did read the press release that Joe wrote up for it.
Oh, well, at least she does her homework.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Joe sent her the notes. So.
I feel better now.
I go, and you need to understand what I am telling you. We just are not seeing eye to eye. What I am telling you is you are not good at this. You are not good at this. She goes, I know we're not seeing eye to eye, but that wouldn't stop you from anything. I go, I don't understand. She goes, you don't understand what? You can't just free up your mind for me and assist your friend? I go, my mind doesn't work that way. She goes, then your mind is not fully ready to grow feelings for a friend. To which I say, okay.
Yeah, well,
you gave them a taste of their own medicine with that one word answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not buying into this.
Yeah. Your mind is not fully open to grow feelings. It's sounding like a plant.
She goes, "Is that all you can say? I thought I found my soulmate." I go, "I'm not going to fight. If you want to part ways, that's fine."
Oh, you're just like not even fine. I give up.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, not even trying.
She goes, ain't fighting with you, sweetie. Just for you to understand what I'm talking about. I go, I understand. Now, what do you guys do?
That's like when you get in a fight with your chick and you're in deep shit and you're pleading your case. Yeah, I get it. Oh, I know. Yeah, I think.
Now, what do you guys think of this tactic?
I think that this is really interesting because if she really wants to try to get something out of you, she's going to have to work harder now.
Yeah.
Because you're just giving her, like, the non-response, all right, fine.
Yeah, I'm good with not talking to you.
Being indifferent.
And like I said, she said before that she's got time. She'll give it time. It was kind of good, you know, where there was some, like, with the stockbroker, it was urgent. I think with the last one, it was urgent. But this one, I got the time. So you get a little chance to, play some games.
Well, she says she's giving me time, but she's trying not to give me time.
Yeah, she said she's giving you time, and now she's like...
Oh, she's full of shit, don't get me wrong, but she's,
give me
you
a
know...
taste.
She said it, you know?
Yeah.
So, later on that day, she goes, hey, what's up with you? I go, chilling, and you? I go, drop Chantel and Kwame off at a pool party. Remember those are kids, like one's like a foster kid or something?
Oh.
Chantel and Kwame, one's from Africa.
I totally forgot about them.
Yeah, I forgot about Chantel and Kwame, too. It's nice that they can make an appearance, though.
Yeah, that was nice of you to drop them off at the pool. Were you really in the bathroom?
Probably. She goes, just hanging here. I go, doing anything fun? Then the next day, she goes, hey. I go, hi, pretty lady. She goes, I'm good, and you? I go, I'm good. Always nice to hear from you. Now I'll give her a little sugar.
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
She goes, same here, but you just avoiding me now. It's really making me feel bad. I go, never. I wrote to you last night, but you didn't answer. She goes, I got so many going on in my head. I didn't go, as do I. She goes, I just want to try and keep some things off my head. I swear to God, I'm passing through a lot right now. I haven't got paid. That's why I'm kind of broke. I don't even have stuff at home. I go, why isn't your company paying you? Because fake Davin will fight for the worker.
Oh, yeah. Or put the worker to work.
But no, fake Davin believes in workers' rights.
That's right.
I will go to the man and tell him to pay her.
Like real Davin.
Yeah, because fake Davin ain't paying shit. Neither is real Davin. She goes, they are paying just that they are delaying the payment. Davin, I can't be lying to you. I feel you can.
I can't be lying to you.
I can't be lying to you. Can't you just try your best and borrow me some little bucks? I go, Kim, this makes me very uncomfortable.
What are little bucks? Little tiny deer.
Little tiny ones. Little tiny bucks. She goes, okay, ease. Don't feel that way. I swear to God, I can do anything that will hurt you. I swear to God, I can do anything that will hurt you. I'm for real with you on here, Davin.
Oh, God.
I go, I've heard it before, Kim. Listen, if you can't let me learn to trust you in my time, then perhaps you should find a new friend.
Wow, you are just like pushing her away.
Yeah.
You know what? You're answering her like Norton. Are you? Is it? Will you? Because she's trying to like make these bold statements. Really? Are you? Are you?
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
That is what it sounds like.
The Norton technique.
Nice, using the Norton technique on her.
She goes, that's all right. If that's what you want to say to me, sweetie, but I want you to know I can't hurt you here. I go, then be patient with me. Let me take you out when I come to Pennsylvania in a few weeks.
Oh, yes. And she's going to have to figure out how to get there.
She goes, that's all right. But I need you to help at least if $100. I swear I'll appreciate it a lot. Please, please, sweetie. Please, 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 sweetie. I give her an angry emoji.
Please, baby, baby, please, baby, baby, please.
She goes,
The fun part is, yeah, I need $100. Okay, good. Let's have fun with this. Yeah. Yeah, like, this is an angry emoji. Why is that? Why?
What can fake Davin make her do to earn that $100 on her own?
She goes, why that, sweetie? I go, because you don't hear me. You're making me wish I never started talking to you.
Ooh, wow, that's harsh.
She goes, is that how you want to put it, Davin? You don't need all this you saying. I go, yes, you don't listen to me. I don't feel like I'm being heard.
No, you're not.
She goes, can't you just free your mind towards me and help me with $100? Why can't you say, can't you just free your wallet?
Because that's what she really means.
I go, maybe I'm not the friend you need.
But I'm the friend you want.
I am the friend she wants, but I'm not the friend she needs.
No.
She goes, don't say that. You're the type of friend I need. I just need you to understand my present situation. I go, the more you bring up money, the less I trust you.
Right.
She goes, I've heard you. Just telling you what is happening to me right now. But I'm sorry. I go, I'm sorry too. If we make it there, may come a day when you never need anything again. It will be there for you. But I need to go very slowly because I got content to write.
More time to fill.
She goes, it's all right. I understand you now. I go, okay. So do you want to proceed to me or do you wish to say goodbye? She goes, I'm still here with you, handsome. It's left to you if you want to say goodbye. I go, I don't. I want to continue to get to know you. She goes, okay. And I blow her a kiss emoji.
Wow. So she's like, I wonder if they don't have that sort of feeling like, I've put this much time in. I can't let go now because I really do think that I can get this one. And it's almost a matter of pride.
But still, it's a lot of work for $100.
Really?
Yeah, but $100 is a lot more to them than it is to us.
True.
Yeah, okay.
And God knows you've driven 6 hours round trip for $100. So in the grand scheme of things, as have I, so in the grand scheme of to an awful gig where nobody knew there was going to be comedy, and that was a lousy experience. So, I mean, at least she doesn't have to leave her house.
Good point. Point taken, sir. And we do it again.
Of
so
course.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I would do that again for that. Maybe for a little bit more money.
No, I don't think so. I know some people that live in that.
Yeah. Listen, you'll drive 12 hours.
Cool enough, we move beyond that point.
Yeah, well, you'll drive 12 hours for a 5-minute guest spot. Why not? Anyway. All right. Let's see. So she's still here with me. So I blow her a kiss. August 1st, I said, hi, Kim. August 2nd, she goes, hey, how are you doing? I go, good, bae. How are you? Okay, then, good talk. Later, she writes, I'm doing fine, and thanks for asking. And you? What's going on with you? Go, doing some work. What type of music do you like? She goes, okay, you can take your time. I love hip-hop and also country music. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
I go, what an interesting combination. I thought so then, too. I go, I am guessing you like Lil Nas X.
Okay, so you're name-dropping to see what she knows.
She goes, nothing much like that. I go, who are your favorites? I got so many favorites, dear. I go, give me your top three. She goes, I'll talk to you later.
Ah, you can't even name any.
Goodbye. The questions have gotten too hard. You're asking me about music, which I said I just liked.
I wasn't expecting our quiz.
Who are you, Geraldo, with your follow-up questions?
But then, I mean, that's so dumb to put something out there like, oh, well, you know, I'm into the stock market. Oh, well, what do you think about this? Oh, goodbye. You know, you can't. You just put it out there. So it's expect a follow-up question.
Well, they don't.
Stupid.
She goes, okay. I go, okay, then. Have a nice night. She goes, okay. August 4th, she goes, hey. I go, hey. August 5th, she goes, what's up? I go, chilling. What's up with you? August 6th, she goes, not much. Chilling, too. I go, cool. Later on August 6th, what are your weekend plans? She goes, I'm not happy as I am, sweetie. I wish you could understand me. I swear to God, no plans at all. I go, sorry, I'll be in Pennsylvania next Saturday. I'm playing a visit.
Always time for a plug.
I was thinking it was a plug.
It might have been, but I don't
know. You caught that.
I didn't even think about that he would be visiting in the area she's in. I thought it was a plug.
You know, it might be. I might be. I don't remember, but it's very possible.
Hey, plug's a plug. This is what we do.
Listen, if I can get her to make the commute nowadays from Africa.
Yeah, I'll be on Saturday. Yeah. I'll be in Pennsylvania at Ha-Ha's.
I'll be in Pennsylvania next Saturday. She goes, Davin, you can't even help me with $100? I know it's something you can do for me. I go, She goes, please, love, I know you can do it for me. I'm not asking you to do much for me, but $100. I go, love? I go, are we dating? She goes, I told you I have feelings for you, Davin. I can't lie to you, except every time I type.
It just pours out of my fingers.
She goes, this has been my life. I found it worth living. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. Well, what the hell was that?
She's reading from that wedding speech. I actually do a bit on that now.
Yeah.
That maid of that shit speech the maid of honor always reads.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's reading from that script.
Oh, wow.
It's a poem that they always
read at
weddings.
That's what the maid of what is love. That's what the, I'm doing a bit on that now.
Is
yeah.
that Emily Dickinson?
I forgot. I think it's from an old church reading, from what it was. But yeah, that's the what is love speech. That's what the maid of honor usually reads at a wedding.
Yeah, definitely.
So she goes, it does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud.
Yep.
It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It's not around Joe. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves love. Never fails.
It is Corinthians 13:4-8a.
Yep.
Love is patient and kind.
Like I said, the maid of honor usually goes up and reads that cow shit at a wedding.
Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude.
I just read it.
I know, but it's like word for word.
And this one, and I love the one, I actually did this, I go, love holds no grudges. I go, no woman wrote that. No woman wrote that.
You're right, it's Corinthians.
So she reads all that to me, I go, I've seen that love quote before, too.
Oh, good.
She goes, I'm sorry if I'm too forward about this. Well, I thought I can just tell you my mind. You can, but it's a bit sudden. I mean, last week I sent you a kiss emoji, and then I barely hear from you. All very odd. She goes, I got so many things going on with me, sweetie. You really need to pardon me. I've been cut off my internet. I go use my friend internet to be online, sweetie. Please try to understand me and never think maybe I don't care. I go, well, to be honest, I kind of put you out of my mind.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm sorry, but that's smarts.
She goes, what do you mean you kind of put me out of your mind? I go, I mean, initially I was intrigued about possible romance with you. But after your silence, I stopped thinking of you in that way.
Oh, wow.
You have been removed from my spank bubble, madam.
There'll be no more spanking to you.
I will now dream about the girl in Derry at Stop and Shop. She's got prime spank. Especially when she bends over to put the creamer away.
You know,
and then you try to put the creamer away.
Knowing Joe, that's a real person, and she's a 5.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's the king of 5s.
He's the king of cream.
He's the 5 cream. I go. She goes, okay, I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm not always here like that. Davin, I swear to God, it will go a long way for me if you help me up with little bucks. I go, and the fact that you always bring up money isn't helping either.
Really?
She goes, I understand, but I got to ask you because I don't have it, sweetie. If you do this for me, I'm not going to ask you again. Trust me on this, please. I go, maybe my feelings will change if I see you next week.
There you go. Yeah, a little incentive.
She goes, I can wait to meet you next week. Why can't you do this from your beloved heart for me? Because I've never even spoken with you.
Come on.
She goes, I know, sweetie. I'm not a robot, but someone with a good heart to build relationship with you. I don't think you need to be a robot to have a video chat.
Really? And it's like, why is she giving you the hard press? She should be giving her boss the hard press for this money.
She goes, yeah, I know. I go, so then we should do that, right? She goes, let's see how it goes. I go, what do you mean? All right, so August 6th. I go, we were in the middle of a conversation, then you left. She goes, what do you want me to do when I have told you I don't have internet? I use my friend Wi-Fi. I go, we can do it from your friend's house. This lack of internet is new. When we met, you were a working girl taking care of your daughter. Things have changed in a week. I go, things have changed in a week? And at the very least, you could tell me when you're leaving the conversation. And that is where we will leave it.
Hey, I got a question for you. On that $100, she's just saying she needs $100. How are you going to send them the $100? Is it going to be a gift card?
It has not been established because I haven't even entertained it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, that's because I was thinking about that. I'm like, I wonder how she's going to get the $100. You know, and usually they mention the gift card right off the bat. But maybe the gift card, like, for $100 is like, you know, really a gift card for $100? But if she says she needs $100, maybe Venmo it or something like that. It's more palatable.
Zelle.
To present.
We've seen Zelle.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Zelle. But I think it's more palatable than the gift card because the gift – look, because it's got gift in the thing. So if you're desperate for money, really going to buy, you know, you're going to use it as a gift. However, if they say $100 and then you can Venmo it to me, Zelle, something like that.
Well, I mean, listen, they hit me where they're starving and they need gift cards.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I like when I really need like $200 so I can play video games. I'm so bored. And how is that my problem?
Yeah. What? How is that a survival thing?
Yeah, but in this pitch that she's, you know, she's desperate, she needs the money. So, you know, more so than, you know, different pitches. So I guess maybe a gift card is not so palatable. It's kind of the way you ask.
Well, she hasn't asked yet.
She hasn't said what format.
No, she's still trying to get me to say yes
at all.
Right. Yeah. So it's interesting. So things to look forward, things to look for next week. What method of payment will she be bringing up?
And she's holding fast with the 100. She hasn't tried to negotiate down.
She hasn't been like at least 80 or something. No, she wants that $100.
Well, I mean, she feels like she's put in this work. It's worth at least $100.
But what they usually get out of people, $100 is, you know, it's kind of on the low end.
It's a start. It's a start.
This is a low-end scammer, though.
I wouldn't negotiate. I don't think it's worth negotiating down yet.
I wouldn't give a scammer money for pads as she was bleeding out. This dope thinks I'm giving her $100 for Wi-Fi. She doesn't know who she's talking to. Bleed, bitch. Bleed.
I like that you yell at her. You leave without saying goodbye, and you know that you're gonna like go away, and you're like, and that's where we're ended. See, you have the courtesy of saying when we're saying goodbye.
I do get annoyed that they stop conversations in the middle of it.
I noticed that there were like a couple days in a row where it was like, "Hi, how you doing?" And then don't wait for the friggin' answer.
There's no response.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's really annoying. Don't start talking to me if you can't at least finish the sentence.
So do we like to know?
Try to earn your money.
Yeah.
That's all we ask, Joe. Earn your money. So do we like the Norton technique, as it's now been named?
I like the Norton technique because she's trying to play ball with you. You know, because she's doing that to make it, like, very short and sweet where you get back to me, I'm going to go. And then you're like, all right, here's my deal. Here's what I do now. You know, you can go.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
It's very hard to break up with scammers.
Because they keep trying.
You know what it is? I didn't really answer this before. Why would they keep doing it? Because in their mind, I'm still believing them. So you're saying there's a chance.
I guess so, because you haven't said, I don't believe in you, you're a liar.
I don't believe in you, you scammer, you.
Right.
I'm still like, no, you know.
But you're saying that you're saying that there's a chance, and she's saying that she's giving you time. So, but, you know, so if you turn around and go, well, how long do you think this is going to be? I would say it's going to go long. It seems that, you know, she's willing to play the game. She even said so. So I would say maybe another month, if I had to guess.
Yeah, because you're being, Fake Davin's being wishy-washy.
Well, I'm giving her the cold shoulder, and I'm giving a little bit of sugar.
Right, right. Well, that's wishy-washy, you know?
It's like I'm playing with their emotions.
Yeah, what? But what you're doing is you're letting a little bit up on the line, then you're pulling the line slack, letting let loose on the line, slacking it up. Yeah, so it's interesting.
All right. Let's thank some folks. I would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this show.
Yes.
Thank you, Sensei. We love you.
Thank you, Russ.
Russ means a lot to this show, and we love him.
Yes.
And we
gotta get Russ
appreciate
in here.
All the support he's in.
He's so busy. We've got to get Russ in here.
I know. It's been a while.
Yeah, really. Portobello, Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to the dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets. Now, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16 wedding, office party, anything that has to impress, they'll be there for you. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davinson. And there is a great show coming up October 13th. You've got Keith Purnell, who I've been working with for years, a great headliner. Ryan Maher, same thing. Now, Tori Seward is a great actor. I've been working with him for the past couple of months. He's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a three-headliner show and not to be missed. So check that on out. Call him at 201-337-8990 at extension 2 for reservations for that show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or like I said, call him, 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions, all your comedic needs. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. Great time to plan your Christmas office party. All right, Joe, you going to be anyplace?
No, but I'm getting a new washing machine on Thursday, so I'm doing plenty of laundry.
Oh, that's exciting.
Ooh.
That's exciting. Very good. Did you read the script yet?
I started it. I haven't had a chance. I had to go washing machine shopping yesterday because I'm sick and tired of my laundry looking like the engine room of the Titanic.
Don't you have a person for that now?
Huh?
Don't you have a person for that?
No, I do not.
Well, that person should do that.
Yeah.
You should definitely get a person who's useful. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Well, we were talking about Stern before. I think that you should sit on top of the washing machine while it's in full vibrate mode and read the script.
And there's
you'll enjoy that.
There's an image for everybody. Okay, good show tonight, guys. If you like
us, very fun.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no
one.